الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في القرآن الحكيم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. وقال تعالى: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him always. And we send peace and blessings on His final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace and mercy of Allah be upon you on this blessed day of Jum'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, so compete with one another for the forgiveness from your Lord, and a paradise, its expanse is like that of the heavens and the earth. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so run and rush, wasari'u, towards the forgiveness of your Lord, and a paradise, its expanse is that of the heavens and the earth, that which has been prepared for the muttaqeen. Brothers and sisters, what an opportunity this is. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a jannah which has been prepared for the muttaqeen, those who are in awe and conscious always and in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A state which is the reason actually of fasting. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, when he mentions the obligation of fasting, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed and ordained for you as it was ordained for those before you, so that perhaps you may develop taqwa. So muttaqeen. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing paradise for those who are rushing towards it, and it's for the muttaqeen, and Ramadan's been sent and fasting in it for us to develop that taqwa of the muttaqeen. And what a wonderful opportunity. Really, you know, brothers and sisters, we're halfway already with Ramadan, and we're in a state of lockdown, vast majority of us. When I think about it, normally only a handful get an opportunity actually, with the blessing of Allah, to actually do in the last 10 days, which are fast approaching of Ramadan, to do the i'tikaf, which is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And do not have the intimate relationship with your wives while you are in a state of i'tikaf in the masjid. Yeah, it's true. I don't say this lockdown that we have, this habs, this i'tikaf, is a shari'i i'tikaf, which the Quran is mentioned in the mosque. Of course, the mosques are closed. But its purpose and maqsad, actually, of habs or i'tikaf in the masjid is to qurb, is to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Him, to intensify our reflection and dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to purify ourselves in making us ready for dealing with the things in dunya. And fasting is really about that. But this opportunity of being in lockdown as well is like an i'tikaf for us, really. Brothers and sisters, I know it's difficult. All of us feel the difficulty, and people say it gets boring and everybody's on top of each other, but we need to also turn it around and see it as a great opportunity. And I say, as I say to my family members, we may never get We may never get an opportunity of a Ramadan like this, brothers and sisters, where majority of people are off work, where even the youth are off from school, although they'll be doing some work, but a greater opportunity to be cut off from the normal way the dunya is revolving and going at fast pace and swallowing us up, yeah, with its deceptions. I'm not saying we should sit like this idle for the rest of the time. I'm saying, however, this is a rare opportunity for all that not to be going on and for us to have an opportunity in that withdrawal to a chance of reflecting, brothers and sisters. Chance of reflecting. Reflection is so crucial. Reflection is so crucial. And being in this situation, even if we have children where we're busy with them and husband and wife, there is a chance of reflection. Yeah. Even for the young people, I say, not just for the adults and the parents, it's a chance of reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about reflection, tafakkur, so many times in the Quran. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Perhaps that you will reflect and contemplate. Yeah, perhaps they will reflect and contemplate. This is we explain these signs for a people who will reflect and contemplate. So contemplation and reflection can only happen, actually, and this is my important point, when we have silence, brothers and sisters. How often do we get an opportunity to sit in silence? Silence is a precious thing, brothers and sisters. It is not a punishment. It is noise, either through the rubbish that is being spewed out from all the channels outside, and especially with the presence of social media now, but in hustle and bustle of life, the noise of others, or that we take into our ears, or our own talk. Our constant talking and using of our tongues, which we'll come to in a moment, does not give opportunity for reflection. It is silence that gives opportunity for reflection, for a human being to think, to look to the sky and to think. When we see silence all around us, the roads are silent. If we get opportunity either to look from the window at the heavens or an opportunity to go in the garden and hear silence. Yes, there is the singing of birds, etc., if we're fortunate, but nevertheless, this opportunity of silence gives us a chance to reflect, brothers and sisters, does it not? Reflect on who we are. Reflect on where we've come from. Reflect on our mortality and how fickle life is, as death is around us as well, and where we're heading. Not so that we become absolutely paranoid, brothers and sisters. And actually, paranoia is not a state of a state that a believer should be in. Because in the end, when we reflect about this, death is going to come anyway. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ الْمُشَيَّدَةِ. Wherever you may be, death will come to you, even though you may be in fortified towers, locking the doors and this. No, so we mustn't become totally paranoid, although we follow the guidelines, which are according to the Sharia and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of lockdown to reduce the chance of infection. But we trust in Allah. If Allah wills that death comes and the infection comes, then it will. So paranoia through the reflection is not the objective, but sabr is the objective. To reflect. Sabr and growing close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the objective. And there's nothing better besides silence to reflect on life, where we're heading, and am I going to reform myself, then combining that silence with fasting in Ramadan, and then combining that with the month of Ramadan, which is the month of the Quran, which is with the Quran itself, with reciting Quran. Not about quantity, brothers and sisters, it is about understanding and meaning. Sahaba themselves are not ones for going into large quantities and going through the Quran and how much amount they've covered. Yeah, and they understood the Arabic directly. See? So even when they were reciting, their understanding, subhanallah, the recitation of the Quran and I said this many times, had an impact on even the mushriks and disbelievers. Sometimes I think more than it has on those who are present today. And we need to think about that. The power of the Quran, that is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Miracle can only be understood not in its tunes and the qari that's reciting because it's melodious, even though that is also part of the sunnah, but it's really in the words and understanding the message of the Quran to move our hearts and to reflect on and to contemplate on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us directly. There's no greater opportunity than this, brothers and sisters, for us to do that. And as we talk about silence, then, brothers and sisters, the tongue comes into play. Yeah, and especially so when we're on lockdown with each other. When I talk about tongue, I mean control of the tongue. Control of the tongue is so much stressed upon because tongue is taken into account. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a long hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, after mentioning the pillars of Islam, after mentioning prayer and jihad and iman and fasting, mentions all that to Mu'adh ibn Jabal as things which will lead you into paradise. He says, shall I not tell you about bimilaki dalika kulli? Qultu bala ya Rasulullah. He said, shall I not tell you of the controlling of all of that? Mu'ad said, I said, of course, O Messenger of Allah. فقال, then he said, فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِي فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took a hold of his tongue and he said, control this. Yeah, which even Mu'ad ibn Jabal is shocked about. Yeah, I haven't got time to go into the whole hadith. In another hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ رواه مسلم. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, I think this is reported by Tirmidhi actually, but it's authentic hadith, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever guarantees for me, meaning control of as well, of that which is of the tongue basically. Yeah. Lahyehi means between the mustache and the beard actually, but it's a slang or it's a rhetorical meaning the tongue. Whoever guarantees for me the tongue, control of the tongue, and that and the private parts, I will guarantee them paradise. And as I've said before many occasions, look at the seriousness of the tongue, that it's put on the same level as a private. We all understand the private parts, yeah, that not to be involved in any sexual kind of relationship outside of marriage. How serious that is in Islam and how belittled it is today. But what we need to focus on as believers, brothers and sisters, what we forget about is the ever-ready tongue. The tongue has been put on the same seriousness and control of it, yeah, or lack of control, it is going to lead us into one of the two places. So control of the tongue. And how actually the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the controlling of all that, in other words, all our efforts of fasting and salah, etc., all could disappear into nothing because of what we're doing with our tongues, brothers and sisters. That's how serious it is. وَلِذَلِكْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. For that reason, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلْ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not leave, qawlu zur, saying false things and behaving on those falsities. What is saying false things, brothers and sisters? It is lying, it is swearing, it is bad words, it is hurting somebody's feelings. And this is applicable for young and old. Parents, if they're abusive to their children. Husband and wife, if they're abusive to each other with no control, we're in fasting in Ramadan, not just in lockdown. Fasting the month of Ramadan is to train to control this. That is what taqwa is, brothers and sisters. We talked at the beginning about taqwa. Taqwa is controlling the tongue, controlling our behavior, controlling what we take into our insides, the food and drink, to make sure it's halal and not overdoing it. Controlling of all that, knowing that if I don't control my tongue will be in the fire. If I don't control my hands and feet from doing wrong, the feet and hands will be in the fire. And if I don't control what goes into my stomach will be filled with fire. That is taqwa, brothers and sisters. So, qawl az-zawj, the husband controlling his tongue with his wife, and the wife controlling their tongue of not being nasty with them, not hurting each other's feelings. Yeah, we're hearing all this about abuse going on in the families has increased, and police are being called in households because of that. I pray and hope it is not Muslim households. Yeah, we pray and hope it doesn't happen in others either. We're not saying that it should, but those who are supposed to be God conscious in the month of Ramadan, we need to reassess and find ourselves. Yeah, this is an opportunity for husband and wife to find each other actually, and what they were basis they were married on. Yeah, oh, that's a different situation if it doesn't work and it leads to divorce. Yeah, perhaps it can do as well, but yeah, even in divorce, we are told to be magnanimous and not abusive and nasty with one another. So there's no excuse for that. Yeah, so actually, this is about controlling the tongue of how we are with our children, and for children, how they are with their parents and the elders. Yeah, now, even they are young, they are, don't take the excuse that's given out always in society, or they're teenagers. Yeah, don't follow like other, don't be sheep teenagers. You are not sheep, you are believers. Yeah, you're fasting and praying to Allah. So this is an opportunity. Be careful what and how you speak to your parents, hurting the feelings of parents, yeah, with your tongue, especially the mother. Yeah? Ummuk, 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 as the Prophet ﷺ repeated again and again, not to hurt your mother's feeling. And that doesn't mean to say you have a free hand with the father and speak as you like. No way, no way. So the control of the tongue, brothers and sisters, we have a great opportunity. Yeah, we don't want to be those, the Prophet ﷺ say, who doesn't stop that with their tongues and in their behavior, behaving in a bad way as well. Allah is not in need of them leaving their food and their drink. Yeah, the ibrah and the lesson from that is not that we stop fasting. The ibrah lesson from that is we control the other things so the fast becomes wholesome and good for us. And the fast becomes that which develops taqwa in us. That's the message. Similarly, Prophet ﷺ saying, "Rubba sa'im laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju' wa rubba qa'im laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa al-sahr." May Allah make us not from those. Perhaps a fasting person will get nothing from their fasting except hunger, meaning hunger and thirst. Yeah, no reward. Perhaps this person standing in night in prayer, whether for a few rakahs or whether longer, will get nothing from their standing in the night except sleeplessness. Yeah, what a waste of effort that would be. Yeah, it's indicating that unless behavior is changed, the behavior, the tongue goes on fast, the limbs go on fast, as well as the stomach going on fast. And that's the objective actually of the stomach going on fast, is to affect the rest as we grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it not, brothers and sisters? That is the reason for it. So here is a great opportunity. Yeah. So controlling our tongue, how often we are the ones who forget that. And, you know, This is a situation of epidemic or pandemic. It's a great situation in many ways. As Prophet ﷺ said, it is rahmat. It is a mercy for the believers. Yeah, it is a mercy for the believers. This is an opportunity which we may not get again, brothers and sisters. Yeah, we may not get again. An opportunity of fasting in this kind of situation. So take from it. Use the opportunity, brothers and sisters. Remind one another. Be good to one another. Be good to the neighbors. Be kind. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A state of fasting. No dua is rejected. One of the from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yeah, a dua of the person who makes the dua at the time, just at the time of doing their iftar. That dua is a special time for making dua, brothers and sisters. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift this waba, this epidemic, pandemic, in the Iraq case pandemic, away from humanity. Yeah, but the dua should not be just that, but the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the good from it as well. The good in bringing us closer to Him, in reforming ourselves, the chance of reflection and controlling our tongue, and while we're fasting, is an opportunity for reform. We don't want to come out of this lockdown as we were when we went into it. That would be a sad loss. We don't want to come out from this Ramadan, yeah, at the end of it on Eid day, as we went into it at the beginning of Ramadan. Yeah, or even worse. Do we, brothers and sisters? No, because that is not the objective. Yeah, we're not fulfilling the objective of what fasting in Ramadan was sent for. We're not fulfilling the idea of the pandemic being a mercy to the believers. Yeah, and having sabr, and trusting in Allah that nothing can harm us except if Allah wills. Those who do that, and even if then they catch the infection and die from it, they die the death of a shaheed, as said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is, brothers and sisters, for those who are fasting. Those who are not fasting because of old age is as though they are fasting. They are still in the month of Ramadan. They shouldn't feel guilty that they are not in this category where I've been talking about. It applies everything what I said to them as well. And those who are pregnant mums or who are breastfeeding, and those who are unable to fast because of any kind of illness, yeah, chronic or acute illness, they're all included in that. Those who are journey, perhaps people are not on a journey. Well, perhaps people are. People are locked down somewhere else, away from homes. And they're all included. And those who are in the front line and not able to fast and are going to fast later, subhanAllah, those brothers and sisters of ours have run away with all the rewards. They're running away with all the rewards and mustn't feel guilty. Their character building is going on. Because they're actually facing, while having good intention in Allah that they wanted to fast and it's Ramadan for them as well, they are putting themselves at risk, yeah, saving lives of others, yeah, while believing in Allah. They are running away with all the reward. Their daraja and their status with Allah is even higher, brothers and sisters, and that's what we believe. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who take the opportunities that are on offer, the jewels and pearls that are on offer in this blessed month of Ramadan. Yeah, the jewels and pearls which will have value on Yawm al-Qiyamah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Yeah, we can't see their value today, brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, enlighten our way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us chance, make us of those who reflect and come close to Him with our fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who recite and reflect on the Quran, and that may Allah make us of those that the Quran enlightens their hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran a light for our inside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran a light above us, a light on the right of us, a light on the left of us, a light in front of us, a light behind us, and a light underneath us, so that we are guided by His light. Brothers and sisters, when I make this dua, we're not going to become perfect. I am far from perfect. We are sinners, brothers and sisters. The one who's giving you the reminder and those who are receiving it. Yeah. And we will continue to sin. But Allah is the all-forgiving, most merciful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibadi, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, Ya Ibadi, Innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, wa ana aghfiru al-dhunuba jami'a, fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum. Oh my servants, oh my slaves, indeed we are. We are utterly dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that saying, Allah saying, oh my slaves, is a is a word of honor to be the slaves of Allah, if he calls us that. Oh, my slaves, all of you sin by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I will forgive you. Seek forgiveness of me. So Allah is of forgiving, most merciful. All we have to do is turn to him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us guided aright. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for our fasting and our prayers and our recital of the Quran and our control of our tongue and control of our behavior. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give us tawfiq for the remainder of the fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us stronger in iman day by day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take those who die and envelop them in his mercy in this COVID season. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten those whose hearts are not yet enlightened, from our near ones and far ones, from our community, our neighbors, from our people in our country. May God enlighten their hearts and bring them back to him and give them another opportunity to follow his guidance. Allahumma ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.